Hey, hello, this is Homer. You are listening to my podcast, Vital Signs, where I try to keep notes on my mental health status and then talk about things that I find that I need to talk about. So let's start with my mental health vital signs. First of all, my sleep since last time didn't change much. Still very confusing. I still feel like a lot of times it feels still very strange that I wake up every morning feeling meh, good enough but slightly bored, and it's the same thing throughout the day. I don't feel tired or sleepy, even though sometimes I don't get enough sleep, but I end up by the end of the day feels almost the same. Good enough, but slightly bored. So it's still very strange, but yeah, all things considered, good enough. And about food, I had 1 or 2 days during past week kind of forgetting to eat enough food, especially enough carbs, and that resulted in some sense of fatigue. But I noticed later that was the reason, so I started mindfully feeding myself more, purposefully feeding myself some carbs to make sure that I can function. So it feels like doing a chore, doing a job-ish thing. When it comes to physical activities, this week I had a full 4 days of school, and so that kept me physically active. Had a baseline of moving around, and also it also helps to see people in person. See my classmates in person. I have this one lovely lady in my Swedish class, and I mean we're at the same age, but she has been treating me like I'm a baby younger sister to her, and that feels nice. So yeah, all things considered, this week has been quite good. I have been writing about my condition, not publicly. I have mentioned a little bit on Twitter, but that thing fades away quite quickly. But I have been keeping notes. Sometimes I would write down when I have a huge chunk of texts just fully developed in my mind, because that's how my mind works. I think about things over and over again, and then it would form into a proper text. If I don't write it down, it'll fade away, but sometimes I'll manage to write it down and about different topics. And a thing I think, unfortunately, was he talking about and was he sharing with you is that my experience of like the title suggested, that staying alive as a full-time job. I would say that's still quite a privilege that I had 2 years almost of just only focusing on getting myself, keeping my head barely above the water. Sometimes it feels like it's the water level is on my eyebrows, but technically I'm still not fully under the water yet. And that was my main, it's still my main task of every day, that to keep myself alive. It of course it started in 2018-2019 when me and my sibling, we experienced this huge crisis of losing contact with our parents. And of course it's not only losing contact with our parents, it's looking at this whole situation, thinking my sibling was still, they are in the US and I am in Sweden, and we're looking at the rest of the world going business as usual. It's sometimes sunny and beautiful. It's people enjoying their lives. And then there's me worrying about my family and thousands, even millions of people under a similar condition as my parents, locked up for absolutely no reason in this. It still feels surreal to say concentration camps. But I guess it's really sad in a way that I'm sitting in this position and watching the rest of the world very slowly, more and more people starting to fall in these similar conditions where they can now understand my feelings. And it's not a world I would like to live in, but here we are. I remember in 2018-2019 feeling, am I the crazy one? I remember in early 2020, it was still January, and I ordered some masks, face masks, but that order got canceled later. But I'm ordered some masks, and because I knew, of course, that COVID is coming, and I talked about it on Facebook. I said I have ordered that things, and I remember someone on Facebook asking, do you think that's necessary for us now? That person, I think they live in the US. Yeah, I did. I knew it was necessary for all of us. But back then, things like that, people didn't understand. People think that's something happening on the other side of the planet, and it's very far away from me. But now we know it's not the case, and it's sad that we have all the right ideas. We have the experience, not personally, but we as collectively humanity, we have experienced this in history again and again, and it repeats itself. But when we were in this, we have all these nice words, right? We say no man is free until every man is free, but we don't actually see a bunch of Turkic language speaking people locked up by the second economy on the planet as a thing that we should freak the fuck out about. And it was only me. And then later COVID happened. People realized that, okay, so the Chinese government neglecting its own people, it has consequences that directly affects literally every single human being on this planet. If it was not the case before, we know it is the case in our lifetime that oppression and violence against people somewhere is oppression and violence against humanity everywhere. It's a hard choice to live with, but unfortunately it's getting easier because more and more people are now forced into accepting, into acknowledging that. And since then, I realized that I was having staying alive as my full-time job, because that's how much energy it takes for me. In 2019, it was really hard but I didn't have stop being alive on the table, because back then it was simply out of despair, because I had an enemy, and I didn't want it to win over me. I didn't want to give up. But later, slowly, of course, one thing is that that's not a sustainable way to be alive. And on the other hand, it also was proven that my enemy actually didn't care. It doesn't matter. I still believe that if your existence is seen as a threat, then existing is resisting. Your existence itself is resistance. But it's still very hard. I think at the end of the day, I decided that I still want to be here. I am still actively choosing to be alive every single day. Actively choosing to get out of the bed every single day, because I see the worthiness of my existence, and it's not because I have this enemy. I look at evil, and I don't want it to win. It's not. I don't want. I moved my focus away from the dark side. I stopped staring at it. But on myself and on people like me, I decided that I need to exist. I need to keep on working to take staying alive this as a job. Absolutely boring, not too much fun, but still doing it, still not quitting anytime soon. Is for people like me, like you, like you're listening to me, and I feel that's the purpose that we exist together as human beings, and we have this connection, and as long as we are here, we can see each other. We can, first we need to make ourselves seen, and then see each other, and then share strengths, share worms, and not because we have an enemy, not because we need to resist something, but just for existing itself. That's the That's the meaning itself, I have decided. Otherwise it's too hard. Otherwise you would have just too many reasons to give up. For me, it's like that. I once, of course, when Xinjiang crisis was developing, I had a period of time checking all this news and getting excited when there's big media reports or government actions, sanction from the US, from EU, and as if that means something. But now I know I'm really pessimistic when it comes to looking at this whole system, when it comes to looking at the idea of back to normal, the idea of this normal way of life as we know it, as we used to know it. It was never normal. It was never good. It was never great. We are not, as a society, we are not fundamentally better than 1930s, 40s. Have we defeated Nazis? Question mark. So if I had all my hopes on this structure of there's some evil and then there's some other things reacting to this evil and then defeating it, then I won't be here, maybe. But I guess for a year now, I have slowly came to this realization that it's not about what government or all these people with power, money, and commanding militaries. I can't have anything depending on the current system, because current system produced all this pain, and it will continue to produce. The only way I, as this tiny little individual, can think about in resisting is coming back to myself, look back into myself, focusing on keeping myself alive, focusing on building all this person-to-person level connections and spreading this sense of being a human. And that's the only way I can think of in order to justify my existence. I don't want anybody to understand all this ranting out of real life experience. Please, I hope no, but the reality is just more and more people are joining my club. I posted on Instagram saying, okay, welcome to my world is never the same again club. I have been here since a couple of years back, and I didn't want nobody to join, but we are here. The only thing I can hope for is that since we are here, we can try to it not even help each other. It's just if it's one person or two people in this void of helplessness, it's really hard to keep warm. But now we have, unfortunately, we are having more and more people join on the club, then I guess we can gather together and keep each other warm. That's a very low bar when, if you're like me, we grow up watching sci-fi and we grow up thinking we're gonna have moon base and then colonize Mars or whatever. But in our adulthood, now we are sitting here just thinking about that we need to preserve our humanity, our last sense of sane. I didn't sign up for this, but I guess this is my last line of defense, and I'm gonna be here. And I hope you out there take good care of yourself. Keep yourself warm. And if you have the means, please help other people. And that's the way we resist.